Today, a federal jury convicted Sun Diamond Growers of California of giving former Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy illegal gifts and of making illegal contributions to his brother's congressional campaign. The case is the first brought by the independent counsel investigating ties between Espy and agribusiness lobbyists. And although Espy himself is not charged with anything, NPR's Peter Overby reports today's actions bring the case right to Espy's front door.
Prosecutors charge that Sun Diamond's senior vice president, a longtime friend of Espy's, treated Espy, Espy's girlfriend, and himself to gifts worth more than $14,000. Everything from luggage and crystal to a weekend in New York and tickets to the U.S. Open tennis tournament. The verdict leaves a big question. Sun Diamond was convicted of giving illegal gratuities, but Mike Espy hasn't been charged with anything. Larry Klayman, chairman of the watchdog organization Judicial Watch, has been following the case.
When a government official takes what is in effect alleged to be a bribe, presumably he ultimately will be indicted and tried for that. I think that this indictment and this conviction is, in fact, a test run for the independent counsel now to have the confidence, not just legally, but in the world of public opinion, which is very important in these types of cases, to bring an indictment against Espy. It makes it all the more likely that it will happen in the foreseeable future.
But a conviction for giving bribes doesn't necessarily mean the recipient meant to take bribes. That's the argument made by Espy's lawyer, Reed Weingarten. He says the former secretary never took any gifts from his old friend with intent to do favors for Sun Diamond. Independent counsel Donald Smaltz began with a wide-ranging investigation, which was reined in by a federal judge. Now Smaltz is focusing on gifts to Espy and campaign contributions to his brother Henry, who in 1993 tried to win the Mississippi Delta congressional seat that Espy gave up for the cabinet post. Henry Espy is under indictment, as are two other agribusinesses and a Washington lobbyist for Tyson Foods. Sun Diamond's attorney says the company may appeal the conviction, but the Department of Agriculture has already started examining how it can sever ties with Sun Diamond. USDA buys Sun-made raisins, diamond walnuts, and other foods from Sun Diamond for federal nutrition programs, and it gives the agribusiness co-op substantial aid in overseas marketing. USDA operates under ethics laws that are much stricter than those that applied to Congress when Espy was there, and the department briefs new appointees on what's allowed and what's not. A department attorney said today that when Espy took office, he repeatedly brushed off requests to schedule his own ethics briefing. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.